Okay, our friends. So today we are reading a story which is so adorable. It's so cute. It's just covered in little tiny fluffy bunnies. In fact, it's called Every Bunny Count. And it's perfect for Easter time because you see bunnies just about everywhere nowadays, don't ya? So today's story, Every Bunny Count, is written by Ellie Sandahl, and I believe she did the art and illustrations, that is, as well. Yes. And it's read today by Mommy, and...
I'm a bird.
A bird?
An angry, angry bird.
Ooh.
An angry red bird.
Whoa. Are you okay, Elsie? You're angry. You're about to explode, I can see that. And you're red? Are you the red?
I am the red.
Amazing. You know, he's a bit of a hero, I think.
Hero of Bird Island. I am red.
Wonderful. I'm so pleased that you're here with me. Maybe you can make sense of all these bunnies. You're pretty good at that. Do you think you could? All right.
It's easy.
Okay, let's do
it. Bunnies, get to your senses. Done.
Well done. So let's read the story and then we'll talk afterwards. What do you say, Red?
Sure.
Don't flap away, okay? Here we go. Foxes and bunnies like to play all together every day. Playing hide and seek today. Every bunny count. Okay, so how many bunnies are there? We can see the fox, we can see the bunnies.
One, two, three.
Mm-hmm.
Past the 79, 10.
Whoa, that was fast. But you know what I'm noticing is that each one of these bunnies is very different. Some of them have little bow ties.
Some of them have hats. And some of them have ballerinas.
Stuff, yep. Slippers or tutus. Let's see what mischief they get up to. Take your places, everyone. Ready or not, here we come. The search for Fox has just begun. Everybody count to one, because what have they found? There's a badger. Mm-hmm. We found some birds. Away they flew. Everybody count to two, one for each bird, I think. We spotted something in the tree. Everybody count to
three.
One, two. Yeah, there's three gray squirrels on that in that tree, right?
Mm-hmm.
Tiny creatures in my paw. Everybody count to four. And then we can count them. What are they? They're ladybugs.
Ladybugs?
Mm-hmm. One, two,
red.
Three.
Just like me.
It's true. Check the water. In we dive. Everybody count to five. And what's in the water with them? One, two, three, four, five. Ducks.
Duckity duck, gotty duck, daddy.
Are they
duck,
birds?
Duck, 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 duck. Yes.
But these aren't angry ones, it looks like. They look really happy.
Back on a few pages ago, when we saw the birds flying through the sky.
Yeah.
Those birds look like...
relatives?
Yeah, they look like the two newest members.
Nice. Of Bird Island?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Gray and silver shot.
Nice. Look who's hiding in the sticks. Everybody count to six. What are the six things?
Frogs.
Ribbit. Carrots! We're in bunny heaven. Every bunny count to seven. Which means they're eating all, each one of them is eating seven carrots. That's a lot of carrots to put in your tummy. I bet their tummies are all orange on the inside. Okay, where's that fox? It's getting late. Every bunny count to eight. And what are the eight things that they are counting?
Trees or little snails.
Snails. That's right.
Wait, do you think there's ever one a page that's of pigs?
I don't know. Let's see what happens on the next page.
I hope they're not green.
No, there aren't any pigs on this page, but there are. Sleepy bunnies in a line. Every bunny counts to nine. And why are they sleepy? Because when you count sheep, you're supposed to be able to fall asleep. Did you know that? They say if you're wanting to fall asleep, you count sheep. It's like a famous thing. It's never worked for me. Hmm? I've never been able to fall asleep by counting sheep.
I fall asleep reading the newspapers.
Yeah, I get that.
I fall asleep with it on my face.
Didn't know that. Through a bush, behind some rocks, everybody look. Ah! It's Fox! Wait a minute. How many foxes are there?
Two.
In the picture, we can see they have found Fox, but I can see another fox. Uh-oh. Now, take a peek inside the den. Everybody count. Guess what the next number is going to be.
Ten.
You think? Ah, 210. All right, let's see. Do you know what you call a baby fox?
What?
A kit.
Ten.
Yeah.
But don't include that one.
Yeah, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. Mom and Dad are separate, I think. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. They call them kits. Like kittens. Foxes, bunnies, 1 to 10. Let's play hide and seek again. And now guess what happens? The foxes get to count and the bunnies get to run and hide. Mm-hmm. And who knows how many other things they will find the next time they play the game. I like to do that, don't you? But when we play, you just count to two. Me for one and you for two. And that, our dear friends, is
the end.
The end.
Now it's time to kick some piggy butt.
Oh boy.
If you like the show, please take a moment to rate, review, and subscribe. It really does help the show to grow. Thank you for listening.